News Radio Pensacola. It's a Pensacola expert panel. It's Frisky Friday. You know what that means. We're going to have a visit from one of our great community leaders doing great work with our furry friends. The Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Go to santarosa.fl.gov/animals. And that'll give you all the information you need. If you miss anything, go back and listen to the podcast today. Find out ways that you can foster, donate your time, or just adopt one of your little furry friends there. Randy Lambert, the Chief of Animal Services, also Mike Tarver, the Community Relations Specialist for Santa Rosa County, are in the studio this morning. Guys, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Great. Nice beer.
Yeah, it's great. It's a little rough out there. How was it coming in on the roads?
A little wet.
Yeah.
It's clearing up, I think, a little bit at this point.
North of town, I think we had a lot of debris and stuff like that. So, yeah. But yeah, we got pretty lucky here. So, but thank you for making it in today. We got lots to talk about. Right off the bat, I want to talk about this. We need fosters. This is always a thing. This is always kind of a common theme, but it's always kitten season, it seems like, and there's lots of cats and dogs needing a home. But if you can't have one permanently, you can foster one, right? Let's talk about that process.
Yeah, absolutely. Currently, we have 87 kittens under 5 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
They need some special attention. So we're looking for fosters for those. Mm-hmm. We also have dogs that are under 6 months, 113 puppies.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, they just need that socialization. Somebody to take care of them. In the shelter is not the right place. Disease is not, we're not able to vaccinate them at that young age. So we need to really have them out. We need desperately some medical fosters. Somebody's came in that has a broken leg or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. We need a special foster just to kind of give some TLC to this animal. Not that they're having to administer shots or anything like that, but just they just need some recovery time, maybe for a week or so until we can get them well again. They're very resilient and they recover quite quickly, and we're desperate need of that.
Right. Just having a more quiet environment to heal in, I'm sure, has got to be great for their mental health. So that they can heal as quickly as possible. And like you said, it might not be a very, detailed, involved process. You just need to let them, heal up and be loved. So
yeah, they just need that TLC. And again, it's usually for a week or mm-hmm. maybe two at the most. And it really helps us out a lot.
And we have an adoption event going on right now in Pace, right?
Yeah, we're at Alyssa's right now in Pace from 10:30 to around noon or so. There should be some puppies out there for people to see and kind of interact with and stuff. We've had some really great success at Alyssa's in the past month or so. Mm-hmm. A lot of kind of volume of people going through. So if you want to go and do some shopping, go on a little shopping spree.
Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday.
That's right. Take a puppy home to mom.
Oh yeah.
And one of our dogs that's going out, real special dog. We're real excited to get her out there today. Her name is Six Toes. If you want to know how she got her name, go see.
All right. Have you ever been down to Key West to Hemingway's place and see? Oh man,
sure
those
have.
Cats. That is incredible. I love that. I took so many pictures of those cats. So Six Toes, huh?
Six Toes is her name.
Go by and see them. Alyssa's in Pace and pick up a gift for mom while you're there. An adoption event going on. Well, when does that end?
It should be over around noon. Sometimes they stick around. If there's somebody there that's interested in adopting, they'll stick around a little bit longer, but they're planning on packing up around noon or so.
All right. 437-1620 is our phone number. You can call or text if you have any questions for Randy or Mike from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Go to santarosa.fl.gov/animals. We've got lots of dogs and cats that need a foster. They need a permanent home. Some of them have a little bit of medical needs. They just need to heal up and get that TLC. Let us know if you're thinking about that this morning. 437-1620. Get down to Alyssa's in Pace until noon-ish today. They're having an adoption event. We mentioned how just getting a dog out of the shelter for a little while can really help them out. Let's talk about Doggy Day Out. This is a great event that you guys have. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we hear all the time, you know, oh man, this dog is so cute. I wish I could take it home, but I just, you know, have another dog. I can't, you know, take on another another dog right now. We have a great foster program where we can do the medical fosters. You can have puppies for a couple weeks, or there's this Doggy Day Out program we have where you can come sign a waiver just for the dog for the day and take them out to the park or to go on some walks or to the beach or wherever you want to go. It gets you this great kind of interaction for the day, and it really helps them decompress a little bit, get around some other people. And another huge thing, like Randy mentioned, for us is the information that we get from people when they foster, when they do days out, is extremely helpful. We get to know if they're good with other people, with kids, with other dogs, if they're dog reactive or whatever. So all of that information really, really, really helps us to be able to paint a better picture of their personality, to be able to present to a potential adopter. So just don't think that just because you can't adopt today that you can't help out in a massive way to the shelter, because you absolutely can.
Yeah, a lot of times we will get a dog or a cat in, but particularly a dog, and this dog is 2 years old. We don't know what has happened in this dog's life the last 18 months. Right. We have no idea. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can only go on what we see right there in the shelter. And when somebody takes the dog out for the day, takes it to Chick-fil-A, gets a pup cup, you know, it's great for the dog. It's great for them to give us that feedback of, yeah, the dog was great in the car and we took him to the park and he did great in the park and he did this and that. And then we can pass that along. Even if they don't end up adopting that dog, we can pass that information along to our adopters that come in and let them know how, you know, their interaction was, to really help make the right connection between the dog and the new owner.
And it's definitely a cycle, because that relieves some of our volunteers who are doing dog walking, mm-hmm. which, you know, motivates them to spend more time and stuff. So it really impacts the shelter in a kind of trickle down effect when people just spend, it doesn't matter. It could be 6 hours, it could be 2 hours, you know, whatever it is, it's going to help somebody at the shelter when they do that.
Does it cost anything to take a dog for
the
day?
No, absolutely not. No.
So it's kind of like free doggy rental. So if there's any any single guys out there or single ladies, you know, if you go to a park with a cute puppy or a dog, it's a good way to meet folks.
That's right. And if you keep the puppy, that's great.
Exactly.
You know, keep the dog, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
permanent chick magnet, I'm telling you. 437-1620, let us know what you're thinking about today. If you want to adopt or maybe foster or donate your time or your skills, there are ways you can do that and help our furry friends. I've got Randy Lambert, the Chief of Animal Services, and Mike Tarver, the Community Relations Specialist for Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Go to santarosa.fl.gov/animals. Go take advantage of this Doggy Day Out program and take a dog for the day. Get them out of the shelter. And if you have some time on your hands, help an animal get back on its paws after a medical situation. And that would really help. And like you said, just alleviating some of the stress off of the volunteers that are there doing that great work. This is very, very important stuff. So don't go anywhere. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola. We'll be right back.
Attention on deck, Pensacola. Mark your calendars for the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days celebration, May 17th through 19th. As the cradle of naval aviation, Pensacola's relationship with the military runs deep. This exciting new event celebrates our ties to the armed forces, honoring those serving at Naval Air Station Pensacola and beyond. Navy Days kicks off with Gallery Night on May 17th, followed by the Night at the Museum Gala at the National Naval Aviation Museum. On May 18th, don't miss the 4K run, walk, and patriotic parade along Bayfront in downtown Pensacola. The festivities continue at Maritime Park with a kids' fun zone, military displays, vessel tours, and more. Cap off the weekend with the free Blues on the Bay concert on May 19th. Join residents and visitors alike in celebrating over two centuries of Pensacola's ties to the world's finest military forces. Visit PensacolaNavyDays.com for details, lodging specials, and to get involved. Pensacola Navy Days, where patriotism and Pensacola unite.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at SouthernClimateSolutions.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had an extensive conversation about the Okaloosa County tragic shooting of this Hurlburt airman and whether the deputy was in the wrong or not based on the body cam footage. Also discovered from Alex Andrade that Mexican immigrants are getting passports at the consulate in Orlando, even if they're here illegally and legally able to register their cars in Florida, a problem that he and some other state and federal legislators are working on. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, 437-1620. Join the conversation. I've got Randy Lambert, the Chief of Animal Services, and Mike Tarver, the Community Relations Specialist for Santa Rosa. Go to santarosa.fl.gov/animals. We're talking about our furry friends today. We've got Doggy Day Out program going on. You can get involved with that and take a doggy for the day. We've got an adoption event going on at Alyssa's in Pace this morning until about 12 or noontime around there. Go down there and check that out. Got lots coming up. You guys mentioned in the break that there's a new member of the team. Let's talk about that. What's going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. Back in October, I went to the administration for the county and I said, hey, look, we really need to hire a county veterinarian. What we've been using is contracted veterinarians, and they're great and wonderful. They did a great job for us. But I really felt like we needed to elevate our shelter, our animal services to the next level by bringing in a veterinarian who is actually one of ours. Mm-hmm. And the search has been long, but we have found her. And so as of Monday, Dr. Morgan Halley started with us. She's a veterinarian with some experience and also, absolutely. She's a veterinarian that comes with us with not only shelter experience, which is shelter medicine is much different than private practice. And she also comes in with high volume spay neuter, experience, which is going to allow us to keep doing those community cat days that we do. Right. So we are so excited and so thankful that for the support that the county has given us and to have her on board.
That's got to make a huge difference, having somebody on board like that. Let's talk a little bit real quick about the differences in shelter medicine versus private practice.
Private practice, you're having to talk to the owner and what are we doing with this animal?
Right.
Okay. Another part of it is, well, what environment is in your home? Do you have 69 other dogs in your house?
Right.
You know, so we're really looking at herd issues. You know, what is the exposure of different diseases? So we have to treat things much differently. So it is a way different beast that you have to conquer. It's actually a little bit of a specialty for veterinarians to learn that shelter medicine.
Fees are lowered for dogs and cats through May 15th. What's going on there?
Yeah, our Bissell Foundation is a partner that we've had for a long time. And throughout the year, they'll put on these certain amount of times where they sponsor reduced adoption fees for different shelters around the country. And right now they're reduced to $10 for a cat and a dog. So to go with that also, it's definitely a very cost-effective thing for adopters, because we put in hundreds of dollars of medical things that go into each of our animals, whether it's vaccinations, every animal spay and neutered, microchips. These are things that can cost you upwards of, you know, $500-$700 right. when you try to go to buy an animal or whatever. So we always kind of push, you know, adopt, don't shop. You're going to get a great value in an animal, aside from just the beautiful, you know, personality that you're going to get when you find them, you know.
Yes. So now through May 15th, the Bissell Foundation fees are only $10 for dogs and cats. We've got a lot of them. A lot of them need homes, and we've been talking about the need for fosters, the need to just get the dogs and cats out of the shelter for a little while, if you can. So go to santarosa.fl.gov/animals. Alyssa's in Pace. We've got that adoption event going on real quick, and we'll hit this maybe when we come back after the break too, because today has been kind of one of those weather days. So what are things that we can do, keep in mind as hurricane season approaches? What are some weather prep tips for our pets to keep them safe?
Yeah, you said it. I mean, we've got storm season coming up, hurricane season's coming up throughout the summer. I think the one big point that you should kind of take away is that you need to think about your animals and prepping your home for storms as well. Like if you have a place in your home where you're seeking shelter from tornadoes or high winds or whatever, think about how you're going to accommodate your two dogs and two cats, or one dog, one large dog, whatever it is. Having stuff like food or their medication and stuff in a collected area. For me, just having, you know, I have a large dog and a kind of small dog. I have their leashes and harnesses available and ready to put on them in case I need to kind of guide their movements throughout something that's going on. And especially after the storm as well, you know, don't let them necessarily go outside and run around right after a storm. Unless you've checked it out, because there could be damage or debris that could, you know, could harm them in some kind of way. So really just thinking about your animals going into storm prep, and instead of scrambling to try to deal with them during the event.
All right. And you guys take donations?
Absolutely.
Food, yeah. and supplies, things like that?
Yeah, there's a give portion on our website if you want to just send a monetary donation. We have every week we put out a Wednesday wish list, items that things that we need that week. That's a link to an Amazon wish list in case you want to just buy something on Amazon and send it directly to the shelter.
That's cool.
Stuff like food, all kinds of, you know, toys, stuff like that. Or you can bring stuff to the shelter, and we'll kind of let you know if it's something that we can use or pass on to our adopters or foster.
We need lots of sheets and blankets and towels. Those types of things get chewed up really quickly.
Oh, I bet.
And we're always needing those. So if you're doing a little spring cleaning and don't really need these towels anymore, we'll take them.
Very cool. santarosa.fl.gov/animals. They've got the wish list on there, all of their needs, and done by week. And you can get on the Amazon list there and help them out. santarosa.fl.gov/animals. I've got Mike and Randy in the studio. We'll be right back after this short message to close things out for Frisky Friday. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker, hanging out with Randy and Mike from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Go to santarosa.fl.gov/animals for information on all the events we're talking about. We've got the Bissell Foundation giving us $10 adoption fees through May 15th. And Alyssa's in Pace. We've got an adoption event going on today. Mike, what other stuff have you guys got coming up?
We're going to pretty much plan on being at Alyssa's every Friday of the month, except for the last Friday of every month. We're actually partnering with our Santa Rosa County libraries to do a Furry Friday thing where a librarian will read an animal safety book to some kids that are there, whoever's around, and so that'll be cool. We'll also be in PetSmart and Pace next Saturday, and like I said, Alyssa's again next Friday.
All right. Reading the pet safety manuals to kids, that's great, because we've talked about on the show before about just, you know, educate your kids on what to do when they see a dog out in the community, you know, because, you know, you got to be safe and protect them and the animals. So, you know, Randy, Mike, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having
us. Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.